Blog Talk Radio.
No chill. Look, I say I'm prominent, dominant, pistol on me, honor it. You put the hoe in homonym, probably think that's a compliment. I'm omnious, obvious, I'm fucking with your consciousness. I am so derogative, they tell me something's got.
Really though.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, connect calling, I'm yawning. Said he got that work and it's for the low, homie. But I know you wet so.
I ain't supposed to be playing, nigga.
No chill. Look, I say I'm prominent, dominant, pistol on me, honor it. You put the hoe in homonym, probably think that's a compliment. I'm omnious, obvious, I'm fucking with your consciousness. I am so derogative, they tell me something's gotta give. Cage me like Nicholas, 60 seconds, I'm outta here. They selling birds, by the five, call that trading Donovan. Don't pay me in compliments, nigga, pay me in currency. Shit be so astonishing that they don't even worry me. What they'll bury me, right. Tell Halle Berry, marry me. I motorboated sister, let her row the boat merrily. Welcome to the harbor store, sell your ass to Ottawa. You lowest on a totem pole, and nigga, I'm a carnivore. And I bet that you won't last in this game very long. I could tell your pussy from your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me. From your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me. From around me. Keep that shit from around me. I bet that you won't last in this game very long. I can tell your pussy from your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me. From around me. Keep that shit from around me. Fresh little nigga, not afraid to do you dirty. I'm blessed, my nigga. I got him thirsty, it's Thursday. Wipe me down. Cool me off, you want it, you know who to call. Put that ass up in the sky, just like the bat symbol. When that appears, they disappear, man, it is that simple. They don't want nothing, cause they know what's coming. I know that they hate me, say I'm redundant. I'm probably out on a date with your woman. I gotta scream it, I'm coming, I'm coming. I pop her in and put a bun in the oven. I run it, who wanted to keep it 100? Now I bet that you won't last in this game very long. I can tell your pussy from your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me. From around me. Keep that shit from around me. I bet that you won't last in this game very long. I can tell your pussy from your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me. From around me. Keep that shit from around me. I bet that you won't last in this game very long. I can tell your pussy from your pheromone. Okay, nigga, keep that bullshit from around me.
Yo.
Yeah, y'all niggas sleep.
Yo, you can't hear me?
I can hear you, nigga, but is you sleep?
Oh, my bad. Pardon me. Yo, y'all hear me?
What's good, nigga?
Alright, my bad. I had it on mute while the, music was on. But what's good, y'all? It's the dopest round table on the internet. Bitch, better act like you know. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Sinatra and the homie Lynx on. You know what I'm saying? What's good with y'all boys, man? We got more battles to talk about today, man. Y'all ready to get it going, man?
I ain't gonna hold you, my nigga. I watched Rum Nitty spaz some crazy. Yo, Lynx, man, you know, son, that first round, that nigga was snapping, boy.
I told you when he get to New York, he gonna show you where to hit her, folks.
Yeah, that nigga like it was like one after, man. I think Rum Nitty might be ready, so I'm telling you. He was right. When Tay Rock said what he said, like he was before when Av was going crazy and then Rum Nitty Rum Nitty left Earth, Yo, Av was wildin', but Rum Nitty left Earth, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rum Nitty,
mm-hmm.
he was on another level, whatever. But that's some shit to talk about right there. You know, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on.
Go into it. Let's get straight into it. Rum Nitty because
Nell's not here.
Okay.
When is Nell's getting on, yo?
Right, yeah, I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? But if he ain't hearing enough, I gotta get some bars off. But
that nigga probably lifts in his car.
Right.
That nigga lifts in his car.
Yo, is this nigga really like the southern Hancock or something like this? Like this nigga really he drink Hennessy, he be wave, he live like this nigga. I'm just kidding. Is he Hancock? Is he not? Like, I'm just saying.
Nah. I ain't gonna front, but Hey, Lynx, I tried to check the C3 and Tay Rock battle. I didn't get to check it out yet, but you know what I mean, somebody else told me to join Jive Nice though.
You don't even know yet, son, because once you see the battle, then you will know. But if you ain't see the battle, then you don't know.
Nah.
C3 know. You understand? Lynx know what I'm talking about. He let C3 know. Like, he let her know. Whatever it was that she had to know that battle, Tay Rock let her know that battle. For real, for real. All he said that battle was, bitch, you better act like you know. I don't know what it was, what it was exactly, but he sure let her ass know at the end of that damn battle, my nigga. So if you need to find out what it is, you need to watch that battle ASAP.
Hey, yo, awesome G shit. I'm already hearing a lot of people say C3 took that. I feel like Rock got it. But C3 definitely got the third round. No ifs, ands, or buts about that shit.
Yeah, I mean, with me, I feel like Rock got it also. I mean, I felt with C3, I felt like if her delivery matched like how she was in that third round and like towards the end of her second round, and I ain't meaning to nitpick, but that's what I really seen the most aggression out of C3. Like, if you see how she had the end of her third round, the Rockabye Baby bar, like, I think I said this on the last show, I feel like that was her most stage performance, vocal projection, everything she had in that whole ring. And she, for like, the majority of the battle, she was just, like, rapping to Tay Rock. Even though what she was saying was dope, but it just didn't, she was rushing the punch a little bit, or she didn't land the haymaker correctly for it to really hit. And that's why I feel like it, you know what I'm saying, it went towards Tay Rock, the reason why it translated to me in the building and translated on camera better for him.
Oh, no.
That second round was crazy, though.
I know the rebuttal she had was tough, you know what I mean? Calico. That was crazy because niggas was there for that one. So that was definitely funny right there when she said that.
Yeah, and even if you know what I'm saying, I think that was just It was just, that shows the talent of C3, though. You know what I'm saying? That shows the reason why she's where she's at in Queen of the Ring right now. You know what I'm saying? Just the arsenal she has from freestyling, rebuttals, you know what I'm saying, punches, the way she runs. Like, you know what I'm saying? She definitely has a lot of weapons. I just feel like she needs to, for that battle, she should have really figured how to be able to out, to be able to steal the crowd from Tay Rock. That rebuttal, it did well. You know what I'm saying?
Like, my nigga, you got to understand it was at Queen of the Ring. It's not hard to take. I mean, you know damn well them girls is going to be female bias in there. Come on now, my shit. That's not even.
Did you feel
that?
I didn't feel that, though. I felt it was more
of a hard
being a little bias.
That wasn't a hard, that wasn't a hard task. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, that wasn't a hard task to do. Like, not even.
It wasn't,
even,
but do you feel she did that, though? Cause I didn't really feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I felt like the crowd was fucking with both of them. I don't feel like they were biased against Tay Rock because they wanted to hear Tay Rock spit that Tay Rock shit.
Oh no, I don't want to say they were biased towards Tay Rock. I feel that as they were, cause they was gonna fuck with Tay Rock regardless. You know what I'm saying? Tay Rock, if not, he's the hottest nigga in battle rap right now. If not, you know what I'm saying? I just feel that with C3, knowing what Tay Rock can do in a battle, how he can really, like, you know what I'm saying, just control that crowd and just have them just, like, drooling for a next bar. Like, I felt like C3, with that being her realm, she should have found a way to be able to up that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I felt like she should have did that with a little bit more performance. Everything else was there. I didn't say she had to be doing backflips around the stage. But that's why I really go back to that Rockabye Baby bar, how she delivered it and everything. I sound like Skip Bayless right now. But how she delivered it, I wish I would have seen that, you know what I'm saying, the majority of the battle. I would have been like, you know what I'm saying, it would have – That way she said it, it was just like, God damn, like, shit, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to C3 because she still made it a fight. That's one thing I definitely will say. She definitely made it a fight because, like you said, Lee, a lot of people were saying C3, you know what I'm saying, after it came on, after the joint dropped on Cam. But, you know what I'm saying? It was going back and forth, but I personally have Tay Rock and that joint, though. But don't battle from C3, man. I can't wait to see what they do with this Battle of the Sexes joint, man, because, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, so. It's looking like it's starting to get in the works, and this is the preview, like you said. So definitely looking forward to that, man. Definitely looking forward. Because I was just seeing, actually, Hustle and Official talking about, well, they teaming up. They want to go at Surf and Tay Rock. I mean, hey, from what I've seen from the clips from Dumble Impact, Surf and Tay Rock looking really nice together. I would even say that would be dope to see. You know what I'm saying? It'd be dope to see. Tay Rock from West, Tay Rock and Surf dancing around it a little bit. So they trying to go at, they said, if not them, Chess and Steens. So the main effect is just the unisex battles are still being pushed, whether it's on Queen of the Ring or, you know what I'm saying, or not. I think that's dope because I think shit like this needs to happen a little bit more. For real. Because these women, they getting tired of these niggas. They really want to battle them.
Jazz opened the door after she got her ass whooped.
She got to jump back in the ring, man. She got to jump back in the ring.
She had a post. She had a post. She had a post. She's saying, quote unquote, her mom says she needs to get back in the ring. Saying, you know what I'm saying? She's saying, asking the people who she battled or if she should get in. So I think, you know what I'm saying, the talks are starting to get in there if she ready to get back in the ring. It's been like that one battle a year, shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially after that, she needs to get is. We wanted her to get in sooner. I mean, the time is, you know what I'm saying, it's almost a year from that last battle. We got to see you.
I'm gonna be real with you. You know, I don't think the year battle should just cool after the L at this point. You know, I feel like
right.
You know, she's gonna have to I just wanna see her battle somebody else, and that's also a threat. You know, Tori Doe, Couture, C3, Misfit, like, you know what I mean? Somebody,
battle,
you know what I mean?
Nigga.
Huh?
I said battle with nigga.
True.
True.
I've been hearing Jazz and Goods. What would y'all think? I don't know. I think Goods.
Hey, yo,
man, listen, I be seeing he wrote to her, son.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on. Yo, listen.
Go ahead.
If Jazz battles good, I hope y'all niggas got the funeral money. Because this is going to bury this girl.
I don't even want to talk about nothing like that. I'm not interested in that.
It would be bad. It would be very bad.
She took the little shot at good at the you know, the official battle and all that. So I don't know, man. I think good is definitely.
Yo, what I see from that 15 minutes of fame joint, he threw one shot at her and it shut her whole shit down. So like he threw one shot at her, it shut her whole shit down. And I was just like, God damn, Goods, this nigga is a bully, son. Like, so I mean, if that battle happened, I know Jazz is definitely a dope MC. I just feel like with Goods, man, it's just different. It's different with that nigga, man. He going like y'all heard what Link said, man, but. Who would y'all think would be a good matchup for Jazz, you know what I'm saying, if we are going to go unisex battles?
Verb.
I'll be honest with you. I was just talking shit. I don't want to see her battle Verb either.
I mean, if anybody.
I honestly believe, to be honest with you, Jazz can't stand in front of nobody that's aggressive. It's not going to work. She just, I don't know. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like fucking picking on a fucking Sweet Valley High girl, my nigga. That shit is just not even fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Jazz's demeanor. Like, even though she can write and she got bars like that, but when she's sitting there in front of one of these fillers, man, she looks very, very uncomfortable. She don't look right. Her shit don't be delivered the way it's supposed to be delivered. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see that shit. You can see that shit in the battle with Official. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jazz went first. She went crazy. That was the Jazz that we know because she was comfortable. After that first round, after Official got to talking that shit, said, you know what I mean? You talk about popping guns and you don't even won't even pop your cherry, all that shit. It was a wrap after that. The battle was over. I honestly think that bar really did more damage than what a lot of people think, you know? Like, real shit.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I think, but I still think a demand for Jazz is still here. You know what I'm saying? I think with style clash wise, with her being so like smooth with her right, she tried to angly, like, you know what I'm saying? She's more of a delivery, kind of like a Cortez in a sense with a little less aggressiveness, but I think with her, you got to have some type of aggressiveness in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some type. At least with vocal projection. I don't know.
She's about as mean as a substitute teacher yelling at you, my nigga. Ain't nobody listening to that shit.
All right, I hear you. Whatever. Okay. But I think, like I said, I'm thinking more like how
she can write, she can spit, but when she's standing in front of these aggressive ass girls, my nigga, she don't look right, my nigga. She don't. So I don't want to see her against a Tay Rock or an aggressive dude. That's just gonna be bad, my nigga.
Oh no. But see, that's the thing. I don't wanna say she shouldn't battle them type of person, because in a sense, like, she's probably want to be like, well, let me try to, you know what I'm saying, step up to the plate to be able to try to beat one of these ones. I don't want to throw that off the way because she is talented. She's very talented enough to be able to, you know what I'm saying, she can win battles. Let's not take that away from her. It's just how I think it's the way, like, oh,
she can win
that,
battles,
stole the room from her, you know what I'm saying?
Certain opponents, my G. She got to win
that's
battles
why, like, I'm going back.
Opponent.
Yeah, I'm going back to battle. I'm thinking, like how she did with 40. Like, she just, like, broke her down, you know what I'm saying? And I think she probably, like I said, I think a Tory Doe, if we're going females, will be a good comeback battle for her. And if we're going to go males, me, I mean, style-wise, maybe I'll probably go between Verb or Big T. Those probably be the only two, if you want to go, but just style-wise, that she can still be able to, you know what I'm saying, match up well. Those probably be the only two I can think of off the rip.
I mean, I'm not going front, though. I think I'm with Links, though. Like, at this moment, it looks like when somebody is more aggressive towards Jazz, she has it she has trouble or it doesn't come across the same, because Jazz has delivery, she got bars, she has presence, but, like, it doesn't come across the same with somebody.
Right, believability. Let's just throw it out there.
Not even so much believability. I've never seen, like you said when she was talking to 40 Bars, I mean, she wasn't barking on her. She was just doing her thing. I haven't seen Jazz.
She's talking to her. You know what I'm saying?
Saying, I want to see her do that against someone who's talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Talk to her. You ain't got to necessarily be barking on the bitch, but you know what I mean? Fight back. Like, you want to do it in her own way. Just like, that's something I'd rather, you know, me see. Because I feel like, you know, I do want to see her battle Tory though, but that could be kind of, that could be easy in a sense, maybe not.
If we're going to go with the females, because we got to think should be giving out shots too.
Yo, I'm not a Tory Doe fan, but on some G shit, she can spit, and she's aggressive. She has way more aggressive bars than Jazz.
She punches for the
crowd.
I think she'll
beat Jazz.
Like, she punches for the
crowd.
She's
a crowd favorite.
Mean?
I don't know why she's a crowd favorite. But
she got
like
bars. Cause she kick her shit almost sometimes smooth. It come across smooth. Like, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah, she got a good delivery. She talk very slick. Very slick.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of times you don't want to hear that shit always coming from a female always. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be, like, on the sex and shit, but you know what I mean? Like, what good said? He was like, yeah, you know, these bitches talking. Like, it's just crazy shit. I don't know. But, you know, Tory Doe got a way of just making it come across. It works for her. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. And she has that little Harlem pizzazz with her that kind of influence, that kind of, like, gives her a little, I won't say it kind of influences her bar, like, the influence her bars, her style. Like, you know what I'm saying? That kind of draws me. Like, when I was watching the Couture battle, her first round, like, I was really focused on how she was spitting. I was like, yo, she kind of embodies that Harlem essence, the way she's delivering, the way she, you know what I'm saying, the way she's dressed, the way she's, you know what I'm saying, spit. Like, it gave me that sense, but I think, you know what I'm saying, all that in, you know what I'm saying, gives her, you know what I'm saying, kind of that fan favorite, because she jive be talking, like the way she, like, when she be rap, she be, you know what I'm saying, talking to motherfuckers,
and
too.
And she's just as little as Jazz, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the thing, too. It's like, she's just, it's not smaller, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, she be talking her shit, you know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is, Lynx, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's that. She's small and all that, but she be talking that shit, and it, like, and it works.
In all, I think that should be the comeback battle for Jazz. And since, you know what I'm saying, we can see, I think when she does that, and since, like, giving Tory a shot, when she should have a
battle
later in the year.
Do that.
You know
battle
C3. Right. You know what I'm saying? I would do those two. That's just me. I would do those two. Give C3 a shot.
C3 going to be trouble, though.
Main event.
C3 going to be trouble, though. That's back against the wall out the gate. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good one right there.
I think that's something we got to see, though. You know what I'm saying? It's something we got to see.
I can see a lot of people 49-51 on that one. For real.
I think with that battle, I ain't going to hold you. I think that battle would be a 2-1 either way. Yeah, if I was predicting, honestly, I would go 2-1 either way with that, honestly, because it's going off both of them. You know what I'm saying? They both bring kind of the same shit to the table. C3 just has the freestyle ability. You know what I'm saying? That might one up maybe if she goes second, you know what I'm saying? Or it really don't matter if she goes second, because she could do a good rebuttal in the second or the third. So it really don't matter on that. So that probably be one thing she probably has up on Jazz. But other than that, that still could be a real talk. That's
I'll,
what for me.
I'll tell
I'm
you what.
Jazz do a, give a shot and do give, go with C3.
I mean, if Jazz and them both showed up, I feel like C3 has a chance to edge her, because, like, C3 can talk that shit, bro. You know? Like, C3 just got this. I've seen C3 wild out a couple times, you know what I mean? Too many times. Just like you've seen Jazz. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think it's possible, you know what I mean? It's almost like Jazz was like the god, you know what I'm saying? She hasn't been touched, you know what I'm saying, some 300 shit. But now, it's like, yo, I don't know. But she had to. But these people, I wanted to see her battle anyway. Like Misfit, I would love to see Misfit
battle.
Right,
we've been talking about this for a while. Yeah, we've been talking about these names for a while. So I think it's getting around that
Misfit
time.
Battle
that,
against
you know, true. That's definitely true. I would like to see that. And I ain't going to hold you. After that, E-Hart at 40 Bars, I want to see E-Hart on URL very soon. I ain't going to hold you, son. Because after her joint with C3 last year, then this joint, I think she need to return to the URL stage, man.
I want to see, and then my last thing on the women.
That's just my opinion. But I want to see some more 40 this year too on that Queen of the Ring stage. You know what I'm saying? I know she do her traveling and other drugs, but I want to see her back on the Queen of the Ring stage too. I want to see her continue to get her stock back up, because that E Heart at 40 joint was definitely a dope bag, which I think definitely did very well for her stock.
Word.
She's been doing very well since the Jazz battle. That's just me, but. Man, like I said, let's segue though. I mean, we've been talking.
Y'all niggas want to talk about the joint, man. Link's Nels ain't here, man. You know what I'm saying? We might as well just fuck it, son. I don't know, man, because that battle was crazy. Like that battle was too.
Yeah,
it lived up to the hype. You know what I mean? It definitely lived up to the hype. You know?
Let's go at it, man. First round. How'd you feel, man?
I mean, you know, I thought Av was on it. I thought Av was doing his fucking thing. You know, I thought Av almost damn near had him a good round. He won the round. But as soon as Sun started rapping, bro, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as Rum Nitty started rapping, he was just wilding out, you know what I mean? Killing. And you know what I mean? Killing, like, he had the crowd going crazy. I'm some King of the Dot shit. Like, I ain't never really seen niggas that just come over like that, and he had them niggas rocking. Then, you know what I'm saying, second round came. I don't know. Rum Nitty was just better than Av to me. You know what I mean? Av was good. Av definitely held his own, but Rum Nitty was just, he was just on another level. So, some was on a whole. He was just, I don't know. I don't think, and he wasn't, I don't even think, you know, the shit with him and Tay Rock. It's just like him just showing the skill and showing that he's supposed to be there, my nigga. And his grind, and seeing this come up, like, he snapped something. He was going off. You know what I mean? So, I got Rum Nitty winning that one, though.
Okay. No doubt. What about you, Lynx, man? What do you think? Who you got in this crazy-ass shit?
I think the battle was good.
Rum
Nitty I got to give it to Rum Nitty. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give it to Rum Nitty. I think Tay Rock was just gassing his man's because he came gang and all that. But Av was talking that shit. I don't think Av is ready for T-Top, so I think Norbs needs to stop saying that shit. I mean, like,
he was on another level. He was on another level, son. Like, and Av is nice. That's some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But boy, was on fire. Like, he was on fire, yo. He was on fire.
No, that's definitely a fact, son. Like, with me, straight first round, like you said, man, Av was in his bag, like, early. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, some of them bars Tay Rock was going crazy for, them shits jive was nice. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I can't hold you. Like, I don't even think he was probably overly, like, reacting. But them shits was nice as, you know what I'm saying? Shits, yeah, he was spitting. And his, like,
yo,
this nigga
snap
punch
on the
rate.
Snaps on the Petro?
On what bar?
On just, you know, was you think Tay Rock was throwing some snaps on the Petro?
Yeah,
definitely. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he was overly reacting, you know what I'm saying, because it was Nitty. And, you know what I'm saying, I don't even think it was really because it was Cave Gang, because I just think he was really just overreacting. He was just like, once he said it was going to be a long, he told me it was going to be a long night, you lucky you ain't battling me. I think he was really just trying to get into Nitty head, you know what I'm saying, and as Av was, you know what I'm saying, going at him. Like, that's just some typical, like, asshole hood nigga shit. Like, that one nigga who's just a dickhead. Like, he just gonna keep trying to clown your ass. Like, fuck you, my nigga about to roast your ass. Fuck you, nigga, this nigga. Like, that's that type of shit. He reminded me of Pac coaching the niggas on fucking, above the rim. That nigga was just overly high when them niggas was just wilding out on the niggas, yo. As soon as the nigga get duffed out, fuck, hell yeah, nigga, let's go. That was Tay Rock to me. But like I said, at first, Rod was definitely fired. But it was like you said, as soon as Nitty just started his first round, like it was. I feel like both of their first was. I had to watch it a couple times because I thought it was a little like Av was punching like crazy, and like this nigga Nitty just had haymaker. So it was just like, what the fuck? Like I had to really think, watch the shit. It was damn near like a boxing match, like for real. Like, who was punching the most? Who got knocked out the most? Like, I don't know. Like, but, like, when Nitty had, like, the MOP and Annie up bar, fire, like, room shaker. The nigga had the Jack Nicholson, Here's Johnny bar. Like,
that, yo,
what the fuck?
That was, like, yo, you understand, but he did all of these shits, like, back to. It was like, yo.
My nigga, that's what I'm saying. Like, hold, man, that's what I'm saying. He had the Jack Nicholson joint. Right after that, he said that was fire, Gwitty background joint, that bar right after. Like, he had back-to-back-to-back haymakers. Like, it was crazy. He had the fucking, the shit go blocking, nigga, like he Facebook stalking. Like,
yo,
man,
listen, how do you think of this? That right there was, yo, He was on, like, yo, he was on one, though. He was on
he
one.
He was, my nigga. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's like the way he performs the bar. Like, that's why I really love that Jack Nicholson bar. Like, because the thing is, I noticed a lot of the, like, the real, like, well, I guess you could say, just go ahead, Pen Game guys. They use a lot of movie references, like, heavy movie references. And some of them, like, go over people's head. Like, I think the John Coffey joint for Green Mile, like, you had to blow on this rat, you know what I'm saying? I think if you did watch the Green Mile or watch it in depth or something like that, like, you probably wouldn't get that shit. Or the Hate Love joint he had for the Do the Right Thing bar, he said, I give a hater love if I'll give him punch or something like that. Like, he had a lot of movie references, and I think that's my only thing that I think probably does him good in a small room, but might hurt him in the main stage. Because if a bunch of niggas didn't watch that move, like watch the Green Mile, niggas gonna be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, but you can't hold that from him now.
No. That's what I say. That's what I said. The hate love joint, it hit. When he did first round, when he had to drop a tear to give him a shot, like Nino on the roof. Like, everybody's seen New Jack City. You know what I'm saying?
That was the opening.
That's what
I'm saying. He played his angles right. He said the right shit in New York.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. No. I'm not taking none of that away from right hand of God. I'm not taking none of that. As I said, those little things, I think it's dope. They're dope. You know what I'm saying? Especially on camp. Like, even if, like, on camp, they're going to translate even way better. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to translate way better. I just think sometimes he should just lay a little bit back on them, just a little bit. But I think, like, the Nicholson joint, but if you sell them right also,
yo,
it will hit. If you sell
yo,
it
you
right,
know,
it will hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know what
like
you
the
just,
Nicholson
you know,
bar, he sells that shit amazingly.
Yo, you said it earlier about yourself. You sound like Skip Bayless right now, my nigga. Because you just that right now.
No,
because
I've been thinking about that.
Today is
World Niggas
Day,
that,
my
bro.
Nigga. Today
nah,
is World
bro,
Niggas
I,
Day.
No, I'm tell, no, I'm saying that. I'm saying this as a fan. I'm saying this as a fan because everything.
Me too, nigga.
That's where it's 99% positive shit. That one thing. That's the one thing I want him to just work on.
Skip
to be able
shit,
for the main
bro.
For his next bat for when he gets to Tay Rock. That's it. That's all. For when he gets to Tay Rock. Like, certain movie references, you have to, like, watch out for it because certain niggas probably didn't watch that movie. You know what I'm saying? But certain joints, like, you know, fire.
Hop.
I'm just saying, man.
Nigga movie references. That's like niggas with their gun references and all that shit. I mean, listen, man. Today is Rum
Nitty. No,
I
only
say
that because he uses them heavily. He uses them heavily. Like, I watch a lot of Rum Nitty battles. Like, you know, he uses them heavily.
My nigga, Kid Rock uses
you know
a lot of gun-heavy bars. And niggas be like, yeah, but I'm saying, one day I was like, yo, I mean, can a nigga do something else? And niggas was like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but no,
that
but hold on, but hold on. But you're not, are you listening? But the thing is, though, if you think about it, he in the main stage, he has a joint. If you, on cam, you know what I'm saying, shit might hit. You know what I'm saying? He's going
to
hit on
cam. I don't
want
to go into this
anymore. But you have that one joint.
I got what you were saying. I got what you were saying
okay,
about
that's
that
all. Okay, that's all.
I got
that's
what
all.
You were saying
that's
about
all.
That movie. Shit,
that's
man.
All. That's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. But anyways, like I said, I think he did amazing in his battle. Nonetheless, I feel like every battle he just edged every one. Because each joint, Av was just that third round, my nigga. Like, the joint he had. I'm out your house with this Uncle Tom. Come out the house, nigga. Come on, son. Like, that nigga was wilding in the third quarter. The nigga had the, if I don't feel it's a big wrist, like, I don't, the Drake, the fucking Ray Charles joint. Like, every joint he just had some fire. Then Nitty just came and just topped it, son. And that's why I'm always going to continue to say he had a light 3-0 on this joint. Like, I had to pick a winner, and he won this joint.
Yo, Lynx, this nigga said this nigga did 99.9% of everything right, and you gave him a slight 3-0, and the reason because of that shit is because you worried about his movie references moving
that's
forward.
That's not,
I didn't say that. Right,
I only said that I wanted him to work on just for his Tay-Rock battle. That has really nothing to really do with his battle. I said they were hitting in a small room.
I hear you. What's up with Reaper Realms?
In fact, man, let's talk about that, man. Yo, Reaper Rail Glue Easy. Shout out to the fucking North, son. I gotta give this man some credit. And P, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to P too. And say both these niggas, they really been putting in some work with these PGs, son. Like, the niggas they've been bringing to the URL definitely been dope, son. Like, for real. Like, I never heard of this nigga Glue Easy. Like, and he out of North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? We've been fucking with some of the niggas out of NC. But I did not hear about this nigga. But, yo, man, this nigga is definitely going to be something. He's definitely going to be something, man. Reaper Rail Austin, like, from having talked to him, he said he's been here since, you know what I'm saying, pre-UFF. I think he said known for PGs. He was there with T-Top on Battle City Towers. So he's been here for a minute. So now that he's really getting the good battle, he's really stepping his shit up. Like, I'm glad that he's getting, like, he's doing it, you know what I'm saying, in the right battles. Like, I'm not mad that he's, you know what I'm saying, he was still in the PGs, because he's always been a good MC. I just think he definitely had to work on a little bit of things. Like, I think that Shotgun Suge battle he had really, like, changed his whole shit up. Now he's really thinking about, you know what I'm saying, how he's branding himself in the battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really liking what these PGs and the way they're marketing themselves, the way being put out and everything, man. But I just had to get that dude real quick because I've been loving the shit they've been dropping. But first round, man, I thought Glue Easy was definitely, you know what I'm saying, this nigga's different, yo. This nigga really is some like different. Like, one of my favorite bars he had in this shit was the related bar that he had, like something like that. I don't know. I don't want to fuck it up, but because the way he said that shit was fire. Like, I think that he definitely has that aggression. He has, like witty punches. Like, they're very different the way he writes them. So he's definitely some, you know what I'm saying, he had me going in the first round. Then Reaper, it was just, he made that shit very debatable. He had the fucking, what was the one joint? The picture day bar. That shit, nigga, that nigga, the way, like, and I love the way he delivers this shit, too. Like, this nigga got, like, some type of vampire in Brooklyn type shit with his rhyming and shit, yo. But this nigga definitely, like, I love the way, like, he lands his shit. Like, the first round was definitely
debatable for me. You're funny as hell. I just want you to know that you're funny as hell.
What?
I just want you to know you're funny as hell. right?
I mean, like,
I'm not letting you get
like,
by with that shit. You talked about
Love Hitting
and using movie references, and now we go to the other battles, and now you compare niggas to movie references. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, shut up, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. Don't talk about Love Hitting, and you go do that bullshit.
Okay, hold on. If I do two more, then you got me.
You have to explain to me what the fuck does Vampire in Brooklyn got anything to do with Reaper Rail.
You know how the nigga rap. If you like, the nigga has like some type of like, the nigga sound like a goddamn vampire the way he raps, right?
Yes, the nigga Reaper Rail. Say that. Why you had to use a movie reference? Huh?
I can use Vampire in Brooklyn, nigga. Shut up. All right,
yeah. It's because of the face paint.
He black as hell, though. I ain't even gonna lie. Reaper black as hell, my nigga.
In black and white. You know what I mean? It's just in black and white. I don't know.
That nigga def put high def on that nigga teeth, though. But that's for later. But other than that, like I said, first round was definitely debatable for me, man. Still watching that shit. As to each round, I feel like once Blue Easy had his round, dope round, Reaper came, made it a fight, and all the way to the third. I think their third is probably the only one I probably could probably pick a winner in. I might edge Reaper. I really like the way he set up his third round, so I might edge that one to him. But I can go 2-1 either way with this battle, man. That was a really dope joint.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, man. I mean, truth be told, honestly, I was actually really impressed with, the light-skinned kid, the albino kid. I thought he was dope. You know what I'm saying? I thought that Reaper Rail, you know, him going to last.
Why can't he be albino, bro? Why can't he just be a ginger, bro?
I couldn't think of his name, so I'm not trying to disrespect him. But anyway, I'm just saying, from a standpoint, you know what I mean, he constantly kept, like, he had this aggression to him. And, you know, even when he had aggression, he had bars. There was some type of flow there. You know what I mean? He wasn't just saying tough shit, you know? So I felt like that was cool. Reaper Rail, you know, like you said, with the whole, when he said the Picture Day shit, that shit was, like, you know, really witty. His bars, his thought process and shit was witty. So, I want to call it a character that he has, you know what I'm saying? But that whole...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think he just played on his presence and his attack. He played on his angle well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I thought that I wouldn't be mad if somebody said the other kid won the battle, the light skinned kid won the battle, or if Reaper Rail.
His name is Blue Easy. Blue Easy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if the nigga Blue or Blue Easy won the
Oh goddamn!
I mean, Blue. You said that's the nigga name. I didn't want to say the shit.
Glue Easy.
Pardon me. But I'm just saying, I didn't know. Listen, he was all right, though. But I thought Reaper Rail might have took it. But the other kid, you know, I want to see him battle again, too. I do want to see Glue Easy battle again, too. Maybe like a Tink the Demon or, you know, somebody more aggressive that talks West Coast Dread or something, you know what I mean?
That's a good one. Like, I like his style. Like, me, if I ever seen, like, a rookies and sophomores for next year, I would like to see him and Av go at it. That's just me. I like the way he sets up his punches. Like, they're really, you know what I'm saying, they're really different with him, and they land, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the way he had set up his related bar, like, I really like the way he, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't like one of those days you just trying to split a word or, you know what I'm saying, stretch out a word. It really wasn't that, like, the way he said it, like, it went perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the way, I want to see more of him, you know what I'm saying? But they're going to keep him, like, PG-wise, like, I like to see him go against, you know what I'm saying, a couple more aggressive guys, like a TY, or I like to see him and Snake Eyes probably go at it. Like, so them two, those are definitely battles I'd like to see, you know what I'm saying? I like to keep the, you know what I'm saying, good styles going with each other to build them up well, to get used to their styles. So definitely shout out to them two, man, real talk. But
I think as far as Av and Reaper Rail, they just had two different moments in their career right now. I like two different stratospheres, but you know.
Not Av and Reaper Rail. I'm talking about Blue Easy and Reaper Rail. Blue Easy.
Oh, no, I'm saying, I thought you said that you wanted to see one of them battle Av or something.
yeah, I want to see Blue Easy, like, if they was ever do, like, a rookies and sophomores later, like
nah,
probably next year or so.
Hell no. I have a killer boy. Damn, man. I ain't saying this one battle.
That's what I said next year, bro. Like, he has to have way more battles before his battles to have, obviously, bro. I'm just going by his style. If they were to have something like that, I think I think he's here to stay. You know what I'm saying? And from what I've been hearing of him,
we always think
like,
a nigga here to stay, bro.
Nah. Like, these people, like, even y'all respected opinions are, you know what I'm saying, even saying the same stuff. And for the people that been up on him before, like, they've been saying this nigga's
been a killer.
So from what I've seen in this, it's like, yeah. That's why I say I definitely want to see more of him. You know what I'm saying? That's why I named the PGs I would like to see him battle against. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep that, keep his, to be able to good style clashes for, well, style matchups for him.
I mean, I'm more bugged out at how people don't want to see the boy Emerson, son. Kind of bugs me out a little bit.
I think people do want to see Emerson, bro. I actually think, though. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people are very impressed off that Jerry West battle. Even though Jerry West moved up, I mean, I feel that EK definitely is going to still get more burned. Like, he definitely should have room shakers in
the
battle.
I got to watch it one more time.
He made a mark.
I got to watch it one more time because I don't even think that shit was, like, close. I think Jerry West actually got – I think, you know, Sun just shocked everybody, personally. You know what I mean? I just think he was shocking people. You know what I mean? I don't think Jerry West didn't do his thing, but maybe, you know, Jerry West is more of a crowd-pleaser type of person.
Yeah, he had, you know what I'm saying? He had joints that was straight to the punch as to EK probably had a little longer setup, you know what I'm saying? Like his Reggie Miller joint. He had a couple different Reggie Miller bars to the end where he had the I'm not gonna choke in the joint, I ain't like Reggie Miller, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whatever.
Listen, my nigga.
That was fire. It was fire. But I'm saying like stuff like that.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Super light. That was like really hard.
I didn't say that. No. I thought that's what I'm saying. That was one of his best bars in the joint. I'm just saying things
the
way he sets up his bars. They're a little longer as to Jerry West had a joint that would be, you know what I'm saying, 1-2 punch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Right. But no, I think
Jerry West
is
a little drawn out too, though. I do. I think it's a tad drawn out. You know, it can be. But you know, all in
but
all,
you gotta think a little. This, even though this is not my favorite bar from him in the battle, but he had like a bar like what he say? Like something my day job. I make calories. I can't take a day off. Like that was, you know what I'm saying, quick, straight to the punch. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he had multiple bars like that. You know what I'm saying?
I got to see this
Jerry West versus Bangs battle, you know what I'm saying? To really, cuz Jerry West is my man's, real talk, but that EK battle wasn't my favorite battle from him, real talk. Like, I've seen him do better in battles.
Yeah, I
got to
say this too.
But
so you know, to the masses or the people that be like, you know, this battle going to be crazy when they come out, da 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 da. You know, it's because there's so many times it has been a letdown. That I just, you know, I don't even listen to, I don't even want to hear people's opinion before the battle comes up. And, yo, I ain't going to lie, that Rum Nitty, we just talked about that the show before, that shit lived up to the hype and then some, son. Like that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. And that,
you
that,
know what I'm
I
saying?
Really love shit like that makes me appreciate battle rap, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more. Because it'd be like, you get the hype, like, damn, son, I can't wait to see this shit. Can't wait to see it. And when it finally dropped, you'd be like, fuck, that shit was everything I thought it was going to be, my nigga. Like, for real. Like, that shit makes me, you know what I'm saying, appreciate the battle more. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And I think this whole past 2 weeks just been making me appreciate it more. Because there's been a lot of good battles and, you know, some here and there. But good battles that have been dropping. So they've been making me appreciate battle rap more. And this was damn near, like, just to make me just be hyped. It got, man. I don't know how it got y'all feeling about battle rap by right now, but that shit got me hyped for the rest of the year.
I mean, I think if you're a battle rap fan, I think Smack bleeding the block right now. You know what I'm saying? I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I definitely see that nigga. He's flooding it. You know what I mean? It's flooding. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's a constant process, you know? It's just something that just constantly keeps going. So, you know, hopefully everything. But he's sitting on a lot of shit, too. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of shit.
Yeah,
he's sitting on more shit.
That's why these 2 weeks been crazy, son. That's what I'm saying. They released 10 battles, my nigga. 10 battles. And we was just sitting there before that, like, goddamn, yo, they got a lot
and
of
on top
that
of that, and on top of that, and on top of that, like, you know, they've been, some of them have been some good battles. Like, you know, if not, like, they just have quality to them. So,
right.
That's,
like, that's what I'm saying, from the PGs to their top names. Like, I think that's something that's really good for them. Like I said, that's why I really wanted to talk about these PGs, because they've been keeping this whole couple weeks, you know what I'm saying, good. Because, like, we're seeing young motherfuckers that new motherfuckers that are still keeping this shit, keeping the hunger in it, too. Yeah, I know how I feel about this, you know what I'm saying, the young motherfuckers. So when I see motherfuckers that's definitely doing it, like, you know what I'm saying, the two we're going to talk about next, like, this is the type of shit, I, you know what I'm saying, I keeps me, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube looking for a new battle, you know what I'm saying, looking for who's up next, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, right now I just think, you know, it's in a good, I think it's in a good spot, you know what I mean? At this moment in time, I really don't have too much of a complaint, because you can't live in the past, like, oh, it ain't the same, like, things just have to go on. And right now, you know, it's not a bad moment, you know. I'm not mad at it.
All right, Simon Cowell. I'm just fucking with you.
I hear you.
No, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I told you, I feel like we're getting out of that. I feel like it was a really kind of a slump after 2012 going into 2013. And 2013, just battle rap just looked weird. You know what I'm saying? Especially for the, like, the, trying to put it, thinking up towards going towards the future, motherfuckers wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, had hopes. You know what I'm saying? I think it started progressing year by year by year by motherfuckers looking at what was came before them and, you know what I'm saying, sharpening their swords and getting better, you know what I'm saying, learning what to do and what not to do and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the few from that 2014 class and, you know what I'm saying, the ones in the 2015 class and the ones that's going to be in the 2016 class. But, anyways,
I mean, what you got to
let's go.
What you got next, man?
Ryder versus Snake Eyes. Let's go into this joint, son. This was actually my favorite PG.
I'm gonna be real with you. I didn't even, you know, I ain't watch it. I'm not gonna hold you. I didn't watch it.
Oh, you bugging, bro? You bugging? If you
I mean, something told me to watch it, but I just didn't watch the shit, man. I mean, I ain't watched all of the shit. I ain't going to sit there and hold you. I got shit to do, my nigga. But I watched a lot of that shit. Snake Eyes, I just didn't catch this one. You know what I mean? I didn't catch C3 and Tay-Rock, and I really want to watch that battle. So it's like, you know what I mean? Some of that shit I feel like catch. But you can get your rundown real quick before we get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. Like, you ain't even hit me with that one. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, my bad, G. My bad. I thought I did. But, yeah, Ryder, Snake Eyes, yo, these two motherfuckers. I've been watching Ryder for a little bit coming out of We Go Hard. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely been someone I feel like people have seen me on Facebook. I've been posting him in my top five, who to look out for. You know what I'm saying? I think he's definitely going to be a problem in URL coming up. Just the way he delivers his bars, he has the presence, he has the performance, you know what I'm saying? He has great setups. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he's one of those guys that can land dope haymakers, too. And I think he's one of the guys who really sets up a shit to be a haymaker type of guy. Snake Eyes, too. Man, this guy, when I'm talking about nigga who really watched the tapes, like, talk about watch the tapes, my nigga. Like, this nigga studied the game plan on how to, you know what I'm saying? Not how to be a smack, but, like, what
is
it is.
Is that the same
fun
that
you
used to be on the... Is it the same song you could be talking his battle rap shit?
Yeah. He moved over to, you know what I'm saying, the World Report, but he battled on Battle City, you know what I'm saying, Battle City TV, you know what I'm saying? So I actually, you know what I'm saying, for me, because I was thinking the same thing, and that's why I was like, yo, let me go check his shit out, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, Son was nice, son. Like, Son had, like, he had the aggression, he had the street references, he had that, you know, had that grit to him, like, and it's like the shit he was saying was still fire too. Like, I think with him, and it showed in his Ryder battle. I think his first, like, the beginning of the joint, he talked about, you know what I'm saying, I ain't even gonna really get into it. I want you to see the battle, but he was getting in his face. You know what I'm saying? He had to, like I said, once the word I always love using for this nigga is that grit. Like, because he just brought a feel that I just didn't see from a lot of, like, certain PGs coming into this shit. Like, as a lot of motherfuckers really want to focus on performance. This nigga really just focused on, like, just being a real nigga, like, for lack of better term, real talk. Like, that nigga was just showing, he was just, like, one of them, like, he just showed a lot of authenticity through his rhymes, through his first and third, man. Like, he had, like, this one bar that he said, you know what I'm saying, you couldn't, basically, you couldn't handle what I handle in jail, some shit like that. A nigga pull out shit, and it's like, slit your cheek, make an ass out your face, like, shit like that, like, and it wasn't, like, it wasn't an over the head, wasn't intricate, it was straight to the point.
Yeah, don't tell me, listen, no disrespect to Snake Eyes, I'm sure it's probably a decent battle to watch, don't tell me no more bars after the bar you just said.
What do you mean?
That's what I was saying.
Like I said,
it wasn't it wasn't terrible, but you know what I mean? You didn't sell it any better than that. I was there, and then you lost.
But that's what I'm saying. That's me. That's me, right? That's how you guys, why you got to watch the battle. That's why I don't,
there's some wit there, but it's like,
You got to hear the setup. You got to hear, that's not going to say.
Be Magic Hand.
But like I said, like he had certain shit that was just, you know what I'm saying, straight to the point, rocking the room, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the way he just, you know what I'm saying, he just sets up, he, you know what I'm saying, delivers the shit. I feel like back and forth, like he would start his rounds, Ryder would just come out and just have some fire haymakers. It's like, I feel like it was kind of damn near what to say with the, like, the Rum Nitty album. It's like one just came with that, you know what I'm saying, that awesome, you know what I'm saying, aggressiveness. You know what I'm saying? Fire shit coming afterward. Then somebody just came with the performance, the haymakers with it. And it was just the same way all throughout three rounds. And Snake Eyes, yo, the way this nigga got at Mike P in his third. Pardon me. That shit was fucking fire. But I thought they definitely did their thing. That's one of my favorite PG battles that dropped. I'm definitely want to interview both of them. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to see what they got coming up. From what I've been hearing, Snake Eyes and Big Hand coming out of Philly, they're going to be battling next. Big Hand battled Jay Murda. If you watch a couple of Jay Black blogs, he has an interview with him. You know what I'm saying? He really, you know what I'm saying, he was bigging him up and shit. I watched his battle against Bonus. So he got a lot of talent coming out of this. Big Hand, you're coming out of Philly. I think he's definitely going to be another one that's going to be a good look for the URL. You know what I'm saying? And they have him and Snake Eyes battling on the next PG card. I'm definitely looking forward to see who Ryder's going to be battling next, man. But, yo, man, shout out to them gentlemen. Real talk, son. That was definitely a dope battle, you know what I'm saying? The Super Bowl PG they had. So they was definitely shaking the room with their shit.
Word. I mean, yo, listen, man, before we get up out of here, I just want to say something. Again, man, Rum Nitty, son, that nigga, that first round, son, I don't give a damn, yo. Like, you know, it's very early in the year, but you can't tell me right now a better round than that round right there. I don't know.
Yeah, they saying it's up there for battle of the year already.
Yeah, like that.
They saying between that and Danny Myers and B-Dot.
I gotta check that out. But Rum Nitty, today was his day, my nigga. Don't ever skip bail with that nigga again, yo. You just being real petty, you know what I mean? You just had to nitpick at something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
I'm just saying that just for the future references. I gotta let that be known.
He got a lot more shit to work, like, as far as battling Tay Rock, is you can't prepare for, like, you gotta understand, my nigga, it's new for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, he's gonna have some apprehension, or he's gonna have something. You know what I mean? Like, something's gonna be, he's gonna have a different emotion than he usually has. Hope it would seem. And this is a big battle, so you know what I mean. That shit might bring out the best in him. So I don't know what niggas is.
I'm just saying, bro, like, you think everybody would have caught the Mark the Chess bar he had, for the Mark the Chess Pulp Fiction bar he had, like, if they, like, I know I watch Pulp Fiction. I love Quentin Tarantino movies. But do you know if, a 1,000 people have seen, Pulp Fiction? I don't know. That's just me. Not saying you got to rely on all hook. I don't know. Maybe I am nitpicking. I just want this nigga to I just want this nigga to do, excel on that main stage, son. I just want that nigga to excel on that main stage. I know he's going to rock that shit. I just don't want to hear shit after that shit. Like, oh, this nigga that. Oh, yeah, drug spot. I ain't trying to hear none of that, son, because I know this nigga is going to rock that stage, son. Because he has the style, too, the way he sets up his shit, the way he lands his bar is set up for that main stage to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want niggas to be able to nitpick in the future. You know what I'm saying? That's what I just don't want. That's why I'm probably nitpicking now.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I just hope that nigga know. If it ain't, movie references ain't going to beat Tay Rock. You know what I mean?
Right.
That ain't going to beat Tay Rock.
But that nigga did, like I said, Tay Rock definitely seen what he had coming to him. You know what I'm saying? That's why that nigga, I felt like he got a little quiet after the rest of that, after that first round.
I think he was just so. I think at that point, just everything else set in. He saw the skills, like
right.
You gotta put.
He respects. I don't think he went bad on nobody. He went respect. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna say. I don't know. I just know that, like what you said was smart. When Rum Nitty really started cooking, he got quiet and. He got quiet for good reason. You know what I mean? It was more like he's paying attention, cause seeing little things that he had, what his strengths were. You know what I mean? Because that nigga definitely, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think he showed he can control the room. And for me, he showed he could control the room. Like I said, I seen that nigga rock. I seen him and Danny Myers put on one of the best battles I ever seen. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Danny Myers versus Rum Nitty. That shit is crazy. That battle was one of the best battles I've ever seen. But he's put on before. He put on now.
But
he got that experience under his belt. So as far he know what the crowd like. And if anything, I was sitting there thinking whatever he thought of to come up with that shit, you know what to do, my nigga. They're
gonna
fuck with it.
So I've been seeing the rumblings of you see he had the shot at Cortez, and I've been seeing talking on Twitter and Facebook. What do you think about that being for his next battle?
Who?
Rum Nitty versus what? Cortez.
I mean, Cortez ain't new to this, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't new to that stage. You just saw that shit with boy he just battled. You know what I mean, niggas? A lot of people say King Chilla has a good pen, or he was a top pen in the game, so I'm not going to take that from him, but, we all know Cortez got wordplay, and he showed that shit over here before anywhere else, you know what I mean? Or not anywhere else, but he definitely showed that shit on URL. So, with that being said, I don't know if that's necessarily what you want, boy. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, me personally, I think it would be a good test to see. I mean, I don't know what stage they would do it on. I mean, depending on this battle, I don't know what they're doing with Rum Nitty next, because they just had Double Impact. They're doing the PG card in April. I don't know if they're doing any more. I think they're going to be doing BL3, Born Legacy 3 next, so I don't know if they're going to be having Rum Nitty on there. If they do, I don't know, I don't know, should you put him on the main stage, let him get some practice on the main stage, or do you have him just battle a more main stage guy on that Born Legacy type stage? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But either or, I think it would be a good experience for him. I'm all for it, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I think it would be something cool to see how Cortez, does again on his second joint back on the URL stage. It needs to be something good to see. You know what I'm saying? Just more of one of those stepping stone battles for me. To see what's going to be next what's going on for Gnome and Summer Madness type shit. That's what I think of a battle like that.
Well, either way, he deserved it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Shout out to Rum Nitty. And yo, once again, shout out to fucking Danny Myers. Shout out to fucking KG the Poet. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Nords, you know what I'm saying, for setting this shit up, because it was a lot of fucking back and forth and interviews and I don't need no PGs and oh, you need a PG, all that type of shit.
I mean, look,
this, man.
If you want to be technical, after what he did, that nigga really didn't need no PG, bro.
Yeah, but he, in his third round, like, the way he ended his third round, like, he let it be known, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said he snatched it. He snatched his respect, and I feel like that's what he really did. Because that's what he really, and, like, and North had to see it right there, you know what I'm saying? And he, when I was watching his, like, he's saying, like, for him setting this battle up, being the first battle that he set up, you know what I'm saying? He takes a lot of pride in this, I guess. So, like, I feel like everybody from, like, the league owners to the fans to the battlers who watched it or was in it, everybody won with this battle, son.
Well, but let's get up out of here, son, man. Let's get up out of here.
Facts, man. It's your boy, Hip Hop. Hip Hop at the Round Table, the homie Sinatra. Shout out to Lynx. Shout out to the homie Nels, man. Shout out to him and his new family once again. Real talk. When you have to get up out of this joint, if you don't know, man, it's hottest Round Table on the fucking net. You don't know, bitch, you better act like you know.